Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Councilwoman Naomi Jardin of the Reno City Council, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Connie McMullen, John Sandy IV, and Andy Barbano. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program Councilwoman Naomi Jardin of Ward 5 and the Reno City Council. Pleased to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this. You're somewhat more conservative than the rest of your colleagues, I think it would be fairly safe to say. And as you see what is shaping up to be the most amazing growth, if you're positive about growth, coming to the area with companies like Tesla and Switch and so many more. I mean, we've got million square foot buildings going up now that people don't even talk about because the other projects are so big. How do you feel about the growth and how the development community is dealing with it? Because there are some like Perry de Loreto that are saying, I'm not sure. I think it's about half of what's being predicted. And then you have the Economic Development Authority saying we need 50,000 new homes over the next 10 years.
Well, I think you always have to err on the side of, caution and make sure that we're preparing for the higher end and putting things in place to make sure from infrastructure to services that we're prepared for the higher end of the growth. And whether being the conservative person on the council or not, you know, we're nonpartisan individuals when we're elected. So I think we all are working together to make sure that we're coordinating ideas, coming together to try to put things in place that we can meet the growth needs. And I don't really see a division with regards to the council members.
It's interesting. I was here in 1978 when Barbara Bennett was the mayor, and that was just after the MGM had opened, which is now the Grand Sierra Resort and four properties downtown. And almost immediately, there was a reflexive anti-growth movement that started building up and continued on for quite a few years. Do you see signs of that occurring at this point?
You know, I don't see a reflexive anti-growth movement. What I do see is people that are concerned about, in particular, water. They want to make sure, you know, are we going to have enough water to not only serve our growth, but continue to serve those that are already here. And, you know, the council is very sensitive to making sure that we are bringing all those, minds together and voices together to ensure that we're doing that. And so I don't see it as an anti-growth. I think it's smart growth.
You know, yesterday, Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush was in town, and he proposed moving the Department of the Interior headquarters to the west. And in his policy statement, one of the cities mentioned was Reno. I did some research on this, and that would mean about 5,000 new jobs to Reno if the DOI headquarters moved here. How would that be incorporated in all this, that growth? Or would that just be, you know, coupled with Switch and Tesla, would it just be too much for Reno to handle?
You know, I think anytime you get something like that, that could be a possibility. I absolutely, you know, with open arms say, let's have a candid conversation about how we could do that. I think we need to look at all growth, whether it's from anything that's being proposed from the governmental side or the private side, and ensure that we are, you know, putting things in place to meet that growth needs. But that would be pretty exciting, and we certainly need to be moving some of the activities in Washington out of Washington.
Well, I think you both are very kind to be able to say this, and I think the odds of this happening are pretty much minus zero. But anyway, that's just
Bush has to get elected first.
My thought that, you know, people back in D.C. would not be real thrilled about that. You mentioned water.
Yes.
And it's interesting, in the next couple of weeks, I'll be taping a show with the head of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, who have done a phenomenal job over the years of making sure that Las Vegas is prepped for long-term into the future. In Northern Nevada, for many years now, if a developer wanted to build something, they had to get an acre and a half of foot of water to be able to own an acre foot. So we were always taking water out of agricultural land to put it into storage. And that's part of what's benefited us through this horrible drought that everybody's suffering through. But Reno has been in very good shape as far as having water. We've seen no shortages. And I constantly hear people talking about drought, and they talk about growth, and they talk about water. But I really don't feel, by comparison with Southern Nevada, that we really take water seriously, because at this point in time, water is dirt cheap. You can water as much as you want, and the cost is going to be maybe for an average home, if you go crazy, $100, $125. We have so much lawn out there, which is soaking up all the water. At some point, do you think that we are going to have to, not because of growth, but just because of the potential for drought to continue, take things more seriously regarding water?
It's interesting that you say that, because just yesterday at I'm on the Truckee Meadows Water Authority, we had our strategic planning meeting, and I think all things are on the table. Now, TUMWA has finalized the TROA agreement, which Truckee River Operating Agreement, which is going to be significant to our reserves.
By the way, can I just jump in one moment? When I first started doing interview shows in the early 90s, one of the first interviews was Senator Reid, and he was working on finalizing the Truckee River Operating Agreement, and it's 20-odd years later, and we're almost there.
We are one judge's signature away, which should be coming any day now. And what that means is it means that we have so much storage opportunity upstream, where before we had mandatory releases with regards to the tribe. And so we weren't able to keep as much storage upstream as we could.
And for those in Southern Nevada, that's the Pyramid Lake Tribe, which is the other end of where
yes.
the Truckee River ends
yes.
up.
Yes. And so that has significant impacts on our storage abilities. But with regards to conservation efforts, and as you say, maybe taking a more front-of-mind approach with regards to the drought, certainly the city of Reno has stepped up with its drought initiative plan, and yesterday we made it abundantly clear that those of us on the board, we want to make sure we have things in place to tomorrow, 10 years from now, you know, 50 years from now, that we have things in place that will ensure that we have an adequate water supply for not only today and the growth of today, but 50 years from now. And the demographics show that we do, but everything's on the table.
I've talked to many people about a lawn buyback like they have in Southern Nevada, which has resulted in significant savings. And when I mention that here, people throw up their arms and get crazy.
You know, I think any kind of change, there's always a bit of resistance to change. But like I said, I think if this drought continues, if, you know, the climate change continues the way that it has, and we go down this drought to more severity, we have more rain versus snow, and we have to look at all things. And I don't think anything's off the table right now. Although, as we sit here today, I'll tell you what, the Truckee Meadows Water Authority and the things they did with purchasing water, 15, 20 years ago, we are so far ahead of California. And I think sometimes people look at California and think, well, they've done such a horrible job with regards to some of their advanced drought planning. We have done far and above what anybody else has, but there is always room and need for continued you know, drought planning initiatives.
All right, let's take a break. More with Councilwoman Jardine when we come back.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Reno Councilwoman Naomi Jardine.
You know, you and Mayor Hillary Sheevy have made it a mission to reverse Reno's climbing pedestrian death rate. Sheevy, in her State of the City address, touted almost $500,000 put towards safety projects. Where does this stand about pedestrian deaths? Because at one intersection on South Virginia, there's been 13 deaths.
On
North Virginia.
Yeah, that was in front of the Bonanza Casino.
Right.
And we made it an absolute priority because the trend with regards to pedestrian deaths is sadly spiking upward. And it's not just in Reno or Northern Nevada.
It's
in Las Vegas. It's across the nation, sadly. But we made it a priority to see from infrastructure side to enforcement side to awareness side, what are we doing to make it a priority to try to bring those numbers down? And we've engaged a number of things. Later today, we're actually revealing another crosswalk with enhanced lighting, the beacons lighting. And we did the Look Up and Look Out for Each Other campaign to, and it was a rather shocking one. I'm not sure if you saw it, but it was the PSA that we did with our regional partners, which basically says, you know, if you've got your face in your phone and you're strolling across the street, you're kind of taking your life into your own hands. So it was meant to say, remove all your distractions, whether you're in the car or on foot, and pay attention to what you're doing in front of you and crossing that road, and just trying to drive up a heightened awareness of how critical this issue is, because the deaths have been horrific. The North Virginia one, Hillary Sheevy led the charge, and certainly I helped as well to get that light put in, because the pedestrian deaths we're seeing are occurring in the roads that are wide, very wide, they're dark, they have high speeds, and it's very unsafe. So that was a perfect example of where a light should have been put in many years ago.
And, you know, in Southern Nevada and the people I've talked to down there, a lot of the deaths are caused by people who are just plain drunk. And they're crossing places where they shouldn't be crossing. And Las Vegas has done a great job of putting up a lot of fencing, certainly along the strip. You have to go over the walkways to be able to get there. But that's not really a very well-known statistic, that there's a lot of people drunk out there who are walking across the road. But even people who are not looking at their phones, it just seems like they're not on the planet. They're just not looking. And
there seems to be a sense that they believe there is some sort of safety in the paint on the road. and that somehow if they're following the rules of the road and they're in the crosswalk, that they are somehow protected. And, you know, my thing is, remove all distractions, make eye contact with the driver. Mm-hmm. You know, try to make eye contact. I saw someone the other day who even was kind of going like this, and he was putting his hand up. And I thought that's the pedestrians, those crossing the streets, first off, don't run across the street where there's not a crosswalk. Go to where a crosswalk is. Make sure if you're at night, you've got reflective, you know, clothing on. But make some eye contact and make sure before you step out in that street that the person driving sees you.
You know, it's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you have beaten breast cancer. We were talking before the show, you had some concerns. Maybe if you could tell our viewers and listeners about that.
Yes, you know, it's always been that having mammograms starts at 40, and you should have them annually beginning at 40. The American Cancer Society came out 2 days ago in conjunction with this task force that makes recommendations on preventative care to the government, stating that they believed that mammograms should only be done starting at 45 and should be done every 2 years. I could not disagree with that more. My cancer, I'm 44. I have no family history. I do not have a genetic predisposition for cancer. And I got cancer. And it was found because of advanced testing, because I have dense breast tissue, and it was found because they compared it against last year's films. So if they didn't have the benefit, the doctors didn't have the benefit of the prior year's film starting at age 40, they likely would not have caught my cancer, and God knows where I might have been. So I could not disagree with the recommendations that came out of this panel that doesn't have one oncologist on it, not one cancer doctor making recommendations to our governments about preventative care.
And it's going to be a very controversial topic for a long time to come. Okay. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
we appreciate it.
Me.
We're glad
Thank
you're
you.
Healthy.
Thank you.
And look forward to you
yes.
coming back.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important cash flow is. You work hard for your customers. And when you finally get that check, you need access to the cash immediately. That's how business keeps running. At Check City, we cash all kinds of checks. And most locations are open late 7 days a week. Bring in the check. Walk out with the cash.
Small business owners, Check City is for you too. Check City, when you need cash.
This is Mowing the Lawn.
Better Five.
This is Doing the Laundry.
Better Five.
And this is Home Phone Service Better Five with Vonage, the home phone that also works on your mobile phone. Switch today for only $9.99 a month for a full year. Not only will you get unlimited calling across the U.S., Canada, and now Mexico, but with our free mobile app, you're always connected to your home phone, so you never miss important calls. Plus, you can easily block the calls you don't want forever with a simple swipe of a finger. Call or go online today and get a 60% discount for a full year for just $9.99 a month. Plus, you'll get everything you need to get started free. Don't settle for less than BetterFied. BetterFi your home phone with Vonage.
Visit Vonage.com or call 1-888-275-8806.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, John Sandy IV is here, lobbyist with Argentum Partners. Connie McMullen is the publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine. And Andy Barbano writes NevadaLabor.com. Pleasure to have you all here. So, Ray, let's start with you. So you were with Jeb Bush yesterday. Tell us what you learned.
Well, the big thing is his pandering to the West by suggesting that the Department of Interior headquarters would be moved out West, either, as policy paper suggested, Reno, Denver, or Salt Lake City. I really doubt that's going to happen, but it was a kind of a cool thing to tell the crowd, and it got a lot of media. I will have to say for Jeb Bush, he's the first presidential candidate on either party that I've seen come out with a detailed policy statement on management of Western lands, because Western lands is like an area of issues that none of the candidates want to get into. They know nothing about. They don't want to know anything about it. I think there's an East Coast bias with this. But Jeb Bush came out, and it's a pretty solid plan, I think.
John?
Well, I think Ray's probably exactly right. And the one thing, though, that I would say is, unfortunately, it probably is pandering. All those big cities and swing states would make sense if a presidential candidate would say something like that. With that said, it makes all the sense in the world. I mean, the Department of the Interior has a lot of issues with the BLM, with the managing of state and or federal lands. You can think Bunkerville and Bundy last year, right. and a number of issues that they have. So it would make sense to have the Department of Interior near where all the lands are, but I just don't see it happening.
Connie, do you see the Sagebrush Rebellion welcoming the BLM to Nevada?
Oh, boy, I don't think so. But, you know, if he really was going to be in those areas, I would have to say that he should be in rural Nevada. Reno is not rural Nevada and doesn't know those issues. I like the fact that Senator Heller came out and spoke, as well as the other representatives who do live in those communities, but they are night and day from northern Nevada, Reno.
Mr. Barbano?
This is pandemonium. There was a president who spent a lot of his political capital making the biggest mistake you can make as president, and that is rearranging the government. His name was Jimmy Carter. And Jeb knows this as well as anybody else. This is pure pandering, because if you go to Washington and start reshuffling the government, you're going to end up a one-term president, because there's so much institutional bias against it. Sounds good. Makes for great stories, but rearranging the government is a waste of time.
Okay, so as we're taping this, Paul Ryan is getting closer and closer to being the speaker, and we're taping this. This is going to air later, so if he suddenly decides tomorrow that he doesn't want to run. But just your thoughts on the position that would put Paul Ryan in and his beliefs.
Well, it puts him in a tough position. I don't know if anybody really can get a quote-unquote win out of being speaker in this Congress right now. With that said, I think he's probably the most likely candidate. I mean, he has some pretty high demands there, and probably a traditional speaker would need to be out there on the fundraising trail and devote the time that it needs to be a speaker. I think he does it, personally. I think he's probably the right person for it, but I don't think he gets a political win out of this.
You know, it's amazing. Third highest political office in the land, nobody wants it.
Well, nobody wants to cry like Boehner did all the time, I guess. And it's a demanding job. And Ryan wants everything. He wants his cake and eat it, too. You can't have the weekends off. You can't be with your family. You have to go and be among the public. You just do. And it's demanding.
Tip O'Neill is looking down from heaven and going, what?
If I had a vote, I would support Ryan for speaker. Moon howlers like him make it easier for guys like me to write jokes.
You know, it's a job that'll take you to the political graveyard. But I want to get back to this moving the Department of Interior headquarters possibly to Reno. That would be 5,000 new jobs, high end jobs. That would with Tesla and Switch. Can you imagine the stress that would put on our infrastructure to have 5,000 more jobs, 5,000, you know, maybe 10,000 kids to teach.
Ray, I need to get to another subject.
Okay.
I just want to tell you, I think you will be absolutely correct. Right after they shut down the Department of Education, BLM will move to Reno.
That's the interior.
Andy, I wanted to get your take. We only have a minute and a half left on you know, the debate. Bernie Sanders, is Bernie Sanders your guy?
I was very lonely in the Democratic caucuses 7 years ago when I went there as a Dennis Kucinich delegate. And Sanders is right on just about every issue I believe in. I think Bernie Sanders is one hell of a man, and he is speaking truth to power. And that idiotic USA Today editorial that ran in yesterday's paper was a hoot. We can do all the things Bernie Sanders wants, and it'll come back to us a thousandfold. And the place you first look for the money is waste, fraud, and abuse, and I'm talking the Department of Defense.
John, quickly.
Well, if I could be timely and maybe more social rather than political, did you see Larry David do the Bernie Sanders on Saturday Night Live?
That hilarious.
Was
great
that
job.
Was amazing. Absolutely amazing. No, I think Bernie's a great candidate. He offers the Democratic base a lot of political ideals that maybe Hillary's not addressing, and I think just like the Republican Party has been fractured between the moderates and the you know the further right, I think you're seeing that a little bit on the Democratic side, which we haven't seen in the past. Which so I think that's going to be good for the dialogue.
Connie, quick answer.
I just think that from what I see in Hillary, with all the adversity that she has gotten, and to rise up in that debate with a total smile on her face and all the right answers, I think he's going to have a hell of a time.
And that's where you got to leave it. We'll be right back.
Winter squash is more than a colorful table centerpiece. It also makes for a tasty, slow-cooker fall chili that's packed with vitamins and fiber and is super easy to prepare. Visit bestmedicinenews.org for our vegetarian chili recipe. One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your couture, dry cleaner, and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration, Bobby Page's. 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
Looking for a new career? You should consider a stable career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician.
After I graduated from CCNN, I felt really confident because I started getting all kinds of job offers and all kinds of job interviews. And I felt like I actually had the techniques and I had all the skill from school to actually do the jobs that I was applying for. Well, I feel really good about actually having a career that I can build my life around. I've never had actual skill that I can actually anchor myself to that can just take me to so many different places. What I like about CCNN is they really help you find in yourself what you can actually succeed in. Well, obviously the best thing that's happened to me since graduation is getting a career.
Start your career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. 775-583-4696.
Can't remember where you put your glasses? Critical thinking games such as chess and word puzzles can help you maintain healthy brain function. Visit bestmedicinenews.org to download our free Healthy Brain ebook for more tips.
On our next broadcast, former Nevada State Party Chair for the Democrats, we'll have Jill Derby joining us. We'll see you then.